Shakach. Candlelighting this evening is at 6:03. Mincha and Maariv will begin at 6:05. Thank you all for being here this morning. I wish you all a wonderful Shabbos. Continuing or beginning Hilchot Sukkah, mitzvah livnot ha-sukkah miyad b'yom shalacha yom kippurim. There is a mitzvah to start building your sukkah immediately the day after Yom Kippur. Afilu hu erev Shabbat, even if it's Friday. The mitzvah b'adi al yachamsena. You shouldn't let a mitzvah delay once it comes to your hand. And I, in fact, am so strict about this that despite the fact that I put my sukkah up last Sunday, I made sure it fell down of Yom Kippur so I could build it up again. And so eager was I to do it again, I let it fall down again the next night so I could build it up again. And no doubt I'll be putting it up a few more times before sukkah comes. You should pick a place that is naki, clean or innocent, to put it up. And there is perhaps a temptation we have to kind of form this out to somebody else to do. And of course, if we're unable to do it ourselves, we should seek help and have somebody do it for us. But if one is capable of doing it, which I am on the verge of not being, we should do the best that we can to be involved. Even if you're an honored, revered human being, and you shouldn't really be engaged with menial labor. This is honorable. She'osek ba'atzmah b'mitzvah, because you're involved with the mitzvah. And I think this is not just a general observation about being involved with menial labor, but this is particularly at this time of year. As I mentioned yesterday, we've spent 10 days dealing with matters of the spirit bent in prayer, repentance, and confession. And perhaps we're leery to re-engage with the material world, to be involved with menial tasks of straps and ties and screws and nails and beams and wood. And here we're being encouraged that though we've spent the last 10 days trying to get from heaven, from earth up to heaven, we should do our best in the coming days to bring heaven down to earth.